Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network. Jason, thank you for engineering for us today. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. And how's Tuesday down in Missouri these days?
I'm delighted, absolutely delighted. You know, yesterday I did some farm therapy, and I got on a four-wheeler, and I rode for hours, literally hours, around in circles. And I guess maybe I'll talk a little bit about this on Thursday. I think it's going to be just me on Thursday, and unless you know, an instructor wants to join me. But I took a bucket, and I drilled holes in it, and I attached it to the back of a four-wheeler, and I put clover seeds in it. And it went round and round and round, and I could see where my tracks were. And so I spread seed on four fields, going round and round and round, until I just couldn't stand it anymore, and from the banging and bouncing. And it rained. And it rained overnight. So I'm doing really, really well. It's like perfect timing. So now all I have to do is like another 100 acres or so with grass seed. So I'm looking forward to crabgrass. Have you ever planted crabgrass?
Not intentionally.
You know, on the East Coast, if someone saw crabgrass on the lawn, they'd get all upset and get some weed killer and kill it. Well, here in Missouri, crabgrass is perfect because it's drought resistant. The cows love it. It's got lots of protein. It's like a staple. And so we're planting crabgrass to improve our farm's drought resistance, so that we, because actually that's what we do. And we were talking about this, on the phone yesterday. You know, what do the Fennelli family, what do we do? And I would say we raise grass. And I'm talking about, green grass that cows eat. And what's the best thing you can do with grass? Well, you can feed it to cows. And what's the best thing you can do with the cows? You can sell the meat. So vertically integrated, we are grass farmers that raise cows. That's what we do. And so grass is really important to us. And, you know, that we grow the right grass, and that it's drought resistant, and it's ready, you know, it's edible all the time for the cows as much as possible. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of edible, have you ever heard of purslane?
Purslane,
yes. Has lots of nutrition. It's very edible for humans, mm-hmm. and it's a succulent, which means mm-hmm. that it doesn't, again, not need a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And that's also a really good. I don't know if they call purslane a grass. I doubt it is, but it definitely is in the edible and medicinal plant book. And when you talked about crabgrass, I just thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, Rich, I was thinking, last night you were talking, and we were talking about news in a flash, and we haven't really gotten to that because you get us off on so many tangents. And I try to keep us on track, but I can't do it all the time.
Yeah, it's all my fault. You know, it's impossible when you see these articles and you see the news that's out there and you see how surreal America has become with so many government institutions, NGOs, corporations, basically the fascist system that we have has literally sold us out. And they call an unearned stimulus package with uncapped liquidity, with the fiddling of interest rates manipulation, never mind gold and silver manipulation, and they try to make it a legitimate, prosperous economy when we're literally heading we are. It's just, and this is why we need to connect the dots. You know, I've been using that term a lot over the past few months, and I try really hard to create links to what is going on so people can follow the money, see who the true beneficiaries are of these unconstitutional policies, and try and prepare for it. Vince?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking also about, you and I had talked about on the air and off the air about this building boom that's going on in your neck of the woods in Montana, and I don't understand it. I'm looking at the cost of materials, 2x4s, more than eight times in cost, what it cost when we were building our home 15 years ago. Kathy reported that a sheet of OSB was $44. I reported it was $43. You reported that it hit a peak of $69 for a 4-foot by 8-foot sheet of 7/16 of an inch thick oriented strand board, or OSB, which is exterior sheathing. Do you have a feel for why and how this building boom is working? Where's the money coming from?
Well, let me explain that. First of all, it's not just Montana. It's Idaho. It's Wyoming. Even the western Dakotas are seeing a lot of movement. And it's because of the fact that they can see this, and I know it's a mouthful, but I've proved every one of these definitions many, many times, the corrupt, tyrannical, authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, communist, insurrection state that we are entering. I mean, when I have, you know, I think about all over the years how I've given all the excerpts from Marx and the Communist Manifesto and Alinsky, the Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven, talked about how this is all setting the stage for government interventions, confiscation, redistribution of wealth, group identity politics. And by the way, when I mean redistribution of wealth, I do not mean money going to the poor. I mean money going from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. And they're going to use disguises like Agenda 21, Agenda 30, the term humanitarian, sustainable city. It's good for what it's going to be good for the masses. You know, under these so-called phony benevolent tools like global warming and climate change, which is only to create more loss of individual rights, freedoms, liberty, justice, and the rule of law. So this is all by design. It's all planned. It's all scripted. And that's why I talked about the agenda. People want to get away from that agenda, the forced austerity, the forced starvation, eugenics, genocide, war, the call for depopulation, the call for elimination of free speech, immunity passports, destroying our immune system, forced lockdowns, house arrest, 5G, 6G towers going everywhere. In other words, electromagnetic radiation, delegitimizing work. You know, people are seeing the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. They're tired of the divide and conquer strategies. They see that there's no relationship where people protect their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun to making a strong America. So they are coming to places like the Montanas, the Idahos, the Wyomings, the Dakotas, you know, and other red states, especially Florida, some to Texas. A lot of Texans are moving here because they can see how they're not independent on the energy electric grid like they thought. And people see inflation coming. So what happens when people see inflation coming, especially if you can secure a homeowner's loan? You could be paying back that loan, and this is all speculation. This is my little disclaimer because I'm talking about the future. I don't have a crystal ball. But it's very possible, just like in the 70s, the people who bought homes, like, say, the late 60s, by the time they reached, I would say, the bull market in bonds that we have experienced probably started around 1981-ish, okay? I'm not going to give a specific month, but right around there. So when people bought a house, say, in 1968-69, and then they got into the early 80s, you know, they were smiling all the way to the bank. Inflation doesn't help people, but if you have certain assets, it can certainly assist. So if inflation is coming, people are seeing that's another code word, or let me translate that. That means that people are going to be seeing less purchasing power in their dollar. So there's a rush to hard assets and tangibility. Plus, they see land prices going through the moon. And people want to raise animals. They want to have a little privacy. They want to have a garden. They want to have, you know, the ability to possibly either have wood or trees on their property so they can have free heat with a little elbow grease, or be close to here, like here in western Montana. We have here in this county in northwest Montana 93% public land or National Forest Service. So people can always harvest unlimited amounts of firewood with a little elbow grease again. So people are heading for the lifestyle, the skill sets, the tangibility. They see what's happening to the dollar. They see the Biden administration literally giving tens of thousands and millions and billions as a whole to illegal immigrants. And we all also know, because I've gone over the inflation chart in great detail and specificity over the years regarding the top inflation criteria and components, and that is things like healthcare, education, car insurance. You recall that list that I've gone over a few times, not too recently, but I've talked about this, and it's mostly based on people who come here like illegal aliens who don't put into that kitty. So the cost-shifting burden, the inflation, the taxation for all those areas goes to the people. We have to pay for it. And as you know, they're expecting millions of illegal aliens, unvetted, to come into this country. And this is why we need to connect the dots with the agenda, with the reset. Now, I can go into a lot more detail, Vince, but you let me know when to stop.
I think you've answered a lot of my questions, but where's the money coming from specifically? Is it coming from low cost loans? Is it coming from savings? Because if you look at most Americans, they're absolutely flat out broke. So is this the top 7% that's involved in this land boom? Is it the actors and actresses who have sold their multi-million dollar small lots of land in California to buy acreage and in the countryside? What is it?
Yeah, it's a combination of all the above. And there's a lot of NGOs. There's a lot of hidden money under maybe a corporation or an LLC coming in, and you don't really know who's behind it. I'm also seeing a lot of middle class and upper middle class families come here who have some money and they want to get out of the blue city, Democrat city, Dodge. Everybody's leaving Dodge and they see what's coming, and they see that law enforcement's been bought and paid for, our intelligence agencies been bought and paid for, our lawyers, judges, and courts have been bought and paid for. Pretty much everybody in every higher institution has been bought and paid for. And they're seeing all this, and they don't know what to do, and they're coming to more rural parts of America because certain people are being blamed for everything when they're not the ones to be blamed. The people being blamed are the people who are forcefully creating these positions on the American people.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Watch it. I know there's something happening. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the feed, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Sheena's with us, and I was asking about where all this money's coming from. And so Bill Gates owns roughly 270,000 acres of land. 242,000 of it is considered farmland. 26,000 is roughly is considered transitional, whatever that means. And about 1,200 acres of it's considered recreational. Rich, we have a farm that, Bill Gates owns over 1,000 times more land than our farm. And I know for a fact that we've been here a little over 15 years, and I've seen almost every inch of it, almost. There are probably a few square feet that I haven't been able to step on. This land is hilly, it's rocky in some spots, it's wooded, it's densely wooded in spots, it's open, it has fields, streams, pastures, etc., hay fields. And I believe I've seen, for the most part, I've seen it all, but it took years to see it all. Now, when we lived in Virginia, we had a very small farm, and it took years to see, you know, to walk every square inch of that farm because it was half woods and half open. Well, there's no way, I believe, that a person can see 270,000 acres of land. I don't even think it's possible to fly over it low enough to see all of it. And Bill Gates owns land in a bunch of states, Washington State, Idaho, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, North Carolina, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa. Fortunately, he doesn't own any in Missouri or Montana. But he owns land all over the country. And I submit to the class There's no way. There's no way he could have surveyed his own land, gotten out, walked around, said, oh, here are the four corners of the property, if you will. I don't believe he did. I believe he is so greedy that he has to grab all of this land so no one else can have a shot at it. And he's got enough money to do it. And he made it on selling defective software.
Now, Rich, Vince, you know comments? What? Yeah, I got lots of comments here. You got to remember who this mm-hmm. guy is, okay? His daddy, who basically got him started, was basically a eugenicist, okay? And I've talked in great detail about genocide and war and contaminated and tainted and poisoned food and water and GMOs and all this stuff, okay? Food shortages is one of the ways to depopulate. He has literally said this. I've seen him on video being a proponent of depopulation. Okay? Eugenics, genocide, war, those are just different terminologies for the same end result. We have to connect the dots to see what's going on. Okay? I'm going to read a quick, I'm going to try and be quick. It's an article on April 7th from Anna Von Reitz. And just connect some of these dots. Let's talk about that. I know we have a commercial break coming up shortly. I want to connect some dots when we come back from the break, but I'm going to start reading a short article here. If this doesn't make you dizzy and angry, I don't know what will. Follow along the rabbit trail. BlackRock, Inc. is a major shareholder in Microsoft. BlackRock manages George Soros Open Foundation and GlaxoSmithKline. GlaxoSmithKline owns both Wuhan Biological Research Laboratory facility, where the patented virus was developed, and Pfizer, Inc., a vaccine manufacturer at the forefront of developing the mRNA gene therapy being passed off as a vaccine to treat the patented virus. That's right, patented virus, okay? Gates, Fauci, depopulation, they have patents. This isn't conspiracy theorists. And it's just, I've read these articles many times. Pardon my sidebar here. Let me go back to Anna Von Reitz's article. And you go to AnnaVonReitz.com. She's up in Alaska. Great patriot. Continuing, Bill Gates is a major shareholder in Pfizer. Are you connecting these dots, folks?
Hold that thought. We're going to a break. This is really, really riveting. We'll be right back with Rich Even.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well as they investigate safety issues Wednesday. 6 recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. One woman died and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are searching for a person who shot 3 women, 2 of them fatally, before lighting an apartment on fire with a newborn inside Monday night. 2 victims were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities believe the fire was set by the attacker who was leaving the apartment. No other details were given by authorities. In keeping up with his long-standing environmentalism, Prince Philip will reportedly receive an eco-friendly send-off, lying in a $1,200 wood coffin carried by an electric Land Rover. Philip's funeral is Saturday for the Duke of Edinburgh. He died in his sleep Friday at the age of 99. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
A former National Football League coach for the Kansas City Chiefs organization has been charged with driving while intoxicated. The charge was issued after an accident left a small child with a brain injury. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reed has been charged with driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. The charge announced on Monday carries a potential jail sentence of 1 to 7 years. Prosecutors have requested a $100,000 bond. The crash occurred near the Truman Sports Complex, but prosecutors say they have no indication that Reed was drinking at Arrowhead Stadium.
Earlier this year, the stadium changed its name to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Millions of gallons of radioactive water contaminated during the 2011 Fukushima earthquake and tsunami that resulted in the nuclear power plant meltdown will be released back into the Pacific Ocean. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The government of Japan says it will begin to release water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The treated radioactive water has been accumulating at the plant since the 2011 earthquake that damaged the plant's reactors. Tokyo Electric Power, the operator of the plant, says its capacity to store the water will be full by next year. Japan's prime minister called the move the most realistic option for dealing with the water, saying it was a necessary step towards the decommissioning of the plant. The decision has been fiercely opposed by local fishermen and environmental groups.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you were talking about BlackRock. You were talking about the Wuhan virus, the ownership, the investment. Please continue. It's absolutely riveting.
Yeah, we have to remember, folks, that before I continue here, just a little sidebar, that, you know, it's about controlling the narrative. It's about controlling this and selling the sanctioned narrative. You know, just like what just came out here moments ago, Google is banning searches for riots because they don't want to blame it on somebody or something or some phenomenon that's not the narrative that's sanctioned, okay, because they want to create race wars, gender wars, religious wars, sexual orientation wars, okay? It's just like you really think it's about the whites or the white males. It has nothing to do with it. Bill Gates, Fauci, all these people, all these, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, all these names that I've given, Bezos, the great majority of these people are not just white, but they're male. It's just like when, remember when Chelsea Clinton got a job right out of college for almost $1 million a year, and then her mother was flying around the world talking about white privilege and carbon footprints from the little people? You can't make this stuff up, people. This is real. Okay, they're not in reality. They don't even know what things cost. They don't know how to grow vegetables in the garden. They don't know how to butcher an animal. They don't know how to raise an animal. They don't know how to live off-grid. All this green, green, green stuff. You think these people want to live off-grid? They got planes and houses, and their carbon footprint is a million times what ours is. And that's including our neighborhoods. I mean, it's a total joke. And are people waking up? Yes. But at the same time, the people who aren't speaking publicly are also condemning and letting our million soldiers, combat soldiers who gave their life for our freedoms and liberty, they are dying in vain. Every person that paid the ultimate price for us, we are letting them die in vain if you're not coming publicly and talking about this. If you're afraid of being called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hatred, conspiracy, then you really have to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself if you are a true American. Because we're at the point right now that we are literally entering all those words I mentioned, plus a dictatorship. So let me continue with Anna Von Reitz's short article. And I think when the commercial came in, I might have squeezed this short sentence in, and that is, Bill Gates is a major shareholder of Pfizer. So what I'm doing here, folks, is connecting the dots, showing the links, basically showing you, the people, how you've been played, duped, used with words like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusivity, when all one of the major things that I have specialized in over the past 10 years is not just political correctness, but showing you, the people, how the little people, the redistribution of wealth has gone from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%. So the article continues, full circle insider trading. And not only that, full circle insider investment collusion too, and all against the public good. Remember how they always say, oh, it's for the good of the people. It's all BS. Next sentence, Dr. Anthony Fauci developed the HIV-based portion of the patented virus that makes it super infectious and gave the Wuhan Biological Research Laboratory over $3 million in National Institutes of Health grants. Please remember that last sentence. Fauci is a contemporary and pal of Bill Gates Sr. We have photos of Fauci, Bill Sr., and Soros thick as thieves. I'm not paraphrasing. I am reading her article, except for an occasional sidebar like that. So all these rich clods, Larry Fink, George Soros, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, got together and concocted a classic Hegelian dialectic scheme. They created the patented virus that caused the scare, in parentheses, the problem. Then they also created the purported cure for their patented viruses. That's right, patented viruses. The mRNA gene therapy that they have knowingly misrepresented as the vaccine, the solution. That's part of the Hegelian dialectic scheme. Present the problem, create the solution. Talk about drumming up business and unjust enrichment. The purported virus vaccine doesn't produce antibodies to bulwark anyone's natural immune defenses against the patented virus. And thus far, those who have been 100% vaccinated are showing no different immunity profile than the rest of the population. Go figure. It was never about health. It was about profiting from artificially creating disease, and it was about exercising coercive racketeering power on an unsuspecting populace under the color of law. They profited themselves and their shareholders every step of the way at your expense. They sent us the bill, which is misery, lockdowns, mask mandates, And how many times have I given the psychological and physiological negative cons regarding masks? Closed businesses, fear, separation, closed schools, disrupted families, trillions of dollars lost and spent under the guise of pandemic relief. And for fake vaccine gene therapy, for something that shouldn't exist and wouldn't exist if not for them scheming away in the background. Last paragraph. Now, all of you who have been reading this and who now have a bird's eye view of how these pals and corporations associated with them have colluded to enrich themselves at public expense. What should be done with them and their corporations and their politicians who allow this to go on? See, folks, we have to connect these dots. I'm reading articles where there's leaked CDC papers where they're going to take the vaxxed people and the vaxxed people and shame them and make them fight against each other. I've read where they're creating they're going to unleash more potent bioweapons to prove that, see, it's the unvaxxed people or the morphing of this virus. Gestapo comes in Nazis and brown shirts, comes in many different forms. It could be Antifa. It could be Black Lives Matter. It could be Child Protective Services. It could be big tech. It could be contact tracers. All the people involved in forced lockdowns, vaccine passports. Okay. It could be NGOs, special interests, lobbyists, PACs. We know now that we're in a major fascist takeover where big government and big corporations are in cahoots. So we have to connect these dots. We have to connect the patents with the Gates and the Faucis and the depopulation. We have to look at what the CDC, the NIH, and Big Pharma has done. We have to draw the links to the Chinese Wuhan lab. Why do you think blue states are closing more? Why is there more COVID viruses and more mask mandates in the blue states? Because fear also makes people sick. That's how you control people. Why are there more small business closures in blue states? Why is there less freedom, less liberty? Remember, you've heard me talk many times what's really important. It's freedom, liberty, time, and health. We can't buy back. Look at all these tools they use for submissive conformity. Look at all the disorders from the masks to the vaccine. How many have I given regarding death, regarding paralysis, neurological and autoimmune diseases, seizures? I can't count how many examples. I got tons here if I have the time to go over some more of this. The agenda, we've gone in with it in, you know, there's a lot of companies that we all know, like Coke. How come IBM colluded with Hitler? And not only are they in business, but they're today making vaccine passports. How is this possible? Experimental vaccines. How is this possible? The number one American job should be right now is the pick factor, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. And every American should study, research, and verify. Don't believe any word I say. Go on Anavon Rights and see if I read article verbatim. Because I very rarely paraphrase when I say I'm reading an article unless I say I'm sidebarring regarding a comment. Look at all the illegal aliens who are not only non-vetted for skill sets or crimes, but for health. That includes so-called COVID, that includes tuberculosis, that includes AIDS, Ebola. It doesn't matter. If this was such a grave pandemic, do you think that they'd be bringing people over? No, this is a takeover. It's a takedown of America. And by the way, all this illegal immigration, it's all government-sponsored, while they're ignoring federal law. When we don't have voter integrity, people, we have no trust in the government or the system. When we hear certain terms that I label as excuse terms, excuse behaviors, like I'm offended, or, well, I can't say anything because I'm not confrontational. all this political correctness and all these subsets underneath it got us into this mess. And we are allowing too many people to sacrifice truth because they feel they're hedging their bets. That's not what America was about. So now we have the entitled playing the victim group status card, demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations, delegitimizing work, eliminating value of all sorts, while the big corporations are demanding protection, where the little people no longer have rights and restitution under the rule of law, who are being targeted, and we're giving these big corporations and big government basically no checks on runaway power, enabling them, protecting the most corrupt with liability immunity while they're giving us back wealth inequality and divide and conquer strategies, and we're giving them back free lunch, and they're eliminating the rule of law under the guise of precedence. Because so many people have sold us out to the highest bidder. We have no representation, people. Zero. I mean, there's a few great people out there. You know, Donald Trump did what he could. Mike Lindell, General Flynn. I mean, there's a list. But it's very disproportionate to the people who call themselves Americans. So, Vince, what I'd like to do is, I'll tell you, let me mention something really quick with this few seconds I have left. Under the Vaccine Emergency Use Authorization is an open letter to all Montana employees, students, and volunteers. Federal law prohibits making COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for any reason. I wanted to squeeze that in. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. I'm going to, since you brought up Bill Gates and we kind of morphed into vaccines and COVID, I'm going to stick to that for a little while because I know we only have a few minutes left. And then after the top of the hour break, Vince, I'd like to talk about news in a flash on many subjects because we have a tendency to go off into tangents. So this first article is stated, Bill Gates and George Soros team up to create Orwellian nightmare organization focused on policing disinformation. This is basically selling the narrative to low information people or bribing and blackmailing people along the way. That is the decoded message there. Next article, five states report half of new U.S. COVID cases as governors demand more jabs and more control and more lockdowns. Why is it always the blue states who's in mostly in these categories, folks? Have you ever, are you ever thinking about that? I think I connected the dots quite well with the amount of time that I had allotted to me. Next article, Whitmer, we are seeing surge in Michigan despite strong mask mandates. Okay, there you go again. See, and we spent a lot of time on bacterial pneumonia, on the fact that gum disease is going up 50% with, according to a lot of dentists, and though that bacteria is very closely associated with heart attacks and strokes. We've talked about all the psychological and physiological problems, not to mention hypercapnia, hypoxia. I mean, there's a whole list of things that we've discussed over time. This is basically submissive conformity to make sure people don't interact. If you ever notice some of the signs that we've discussed on this broadcast where we've discovered that the powers that be are saying when you walk down a sidewalk, don't look at people's eyes, don't talk to them. This is all designed to create not a left-right paradigm like too many low-information people think. It's an aristocracy to control the serfs. And pretty soon there won't be a middle class left, and it's just going to be they basically want the top 1% and then everybody else being serfs, slaves, and in a new caste system. Next, the fully vaccinated are getting infected again. How can that be? Demonstrating yet again that vaccines really don't work as promised. Next, mass vaccination site in Colorado shut down after people experience adverse reactions with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But all you people who've been taking these vaccines, especially the Johnson & Johnson, what happens when your family members die, get sick, destroy their immune system, get all these neurological and immunological disorders? What's going to happen? Let me give you a clue. It's called nothing. Because we decided to not protect the people who've been targeted, to give liability immunity to these big companies, so you have no recourse, no restitution, no rights. You still want us to keep going protecting your group, your hyphen, your pronoun? You're just going to destroy more capitalism and force fraud, which is not supposed to have a, you know, you can fight fraud forever. More fascism, more illegitimacy of everything. This is what we're dealing with, people. Next, states with highest rates of vaccination and mass compliance feeling heaviest load of new hospitalization cases. Next, scientists warns mRNA vaccines could alter your DNA. Next, Judicial Watch obtains emails showing Fauci's NIH accommodated China terms for confidentiality surrounding COVID-19 in February of 2020. This is called treason, espionage, sedition, selling out your people. It's really hard for me to not comment on this stuff, folks. Pardon me. Next, Magic Kingdom of Tyranny. Disney now arresting its own guests who refuse COVID temperature checks. Next, tyrant Mark Zuckerberg, which I know that's one of Vince's favorite guys, to shame unvaccinated people on Facebook by publicly labeling them. Remember how I told you the leaked CDC papers information came out that they were going to shame and create infighting between the vax and non-vax? Get ready. Next, bombshell, disposable blue face mask found to contain toxic asbestosis-like substance that destroys the lungs. Think about that, people. Rutgers makes COVID vaccine mandatory for students. AstraZeneca used outdated information to falsely claim fabricated efficacy of its coronavirus vaccine. AstraZeneca fudging data to declare its coronavirus jab safe and effective. All published articles in the public domain. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.